Parshas Yisro is, of course, so-called because the first third of the Parsha is about Yisro's coming to Moshe in the desert and the contribution he makes to establishing an efficient judicial system among Klal Yisrael. As we know, there's a big machlokus among the Rishonim, which is really even a machlokus in Chazal, as to when this story happened. When did Yisro really come? On the one hand, it says before Matan Torah, so he must have come before Matan Torah. On the other hand, since Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching people Hashem's laws and judging them, it might make sense to say it happened after Matan Torah, and other proofs they bring as well. The Ramban here argues, Kedarka Makodesh, like his general approach, that Yesh Muktim Ucher B'Torah, he says clearly Yisro came before Matan Torah. Why? Because one of his main proofs is, why would the Torah have put the story here if it didn't happen in that order? Like, why not put the story where it belongs? Which basically is asking the question, why is the story of Yisro coming here right in between the end of B'Shalach and Matan Torah in the middle of Parshas Yisro? And the Ramban gives a very simple answer, not for any special deep philosophical reason. I mean, maybe Hashem runs the world for deep reasons, but on the simple level, right? Because that's when it happened. First, there was a war against Amalek, and later there was Matan Torah, and in between the war against Amalek and Matan Torah, the only interesting thing that happened is that Yisro came and it was written in order. The Ibn Ezra disagrees and says, really, Yisro came later, and the Torah put the story here for some special reason. Now, there are many, many different explanations that one can give as to what special reason the Torah might have to put the story here, even though that this is not where it happened. But I just want to share the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra throws a bit of a curveball and says, the Torah didn't happen here. It happened later. The Torah just put it here to make a point. The point wasn't to put the story of Yisro before Matan Torah. No, that's just because we had 6 days in between Shabbos and Shabbos. We think the story of Yisro is just before Matan Torah. But the Ibn Ezra says, no, the Torah put the story of Yisro here to be after the end of last week's Parsha, to be after Melchemes Amalek. Why? Because one might think that you leave Mitzrayim, and what happens? So the Mitzrayim, they were meshabed them, and they didn't let them go, and they chased them, tried to kill them, the Yamsuf, you know, these evil goyim. And okay, so that's the Mitzrayim. Then Amalek comes out of nowhere in the desert and tries to kill them for absolutely no reason. So one might get the impression, right, to throw all the goyim into one category of evil and enemies and want to kill us, and that's the moral of the story of the Jews traveling through the desert. So the Torah, right after Amalek, before you get a chance to take that idea to its logical extreme, it says, no, there's also a story of Yisro. Yisro was kind to the Jews, and he took care of Moshe's wife and kids during Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he took Moshe in when he ran away from Paro, and not only that, he came and appreciated Hashem, and wanted to be Oved Hashem, and not only that, as soon as he came, he says, how can I help and contribute to Klal Yisrael? And maybe I have a Ha'ara, and I can help you run your system a little better. And therefore, the Ibn Ezra says, the Torah wants to teach us that yes, there are those people out there who are just enemies who want to kill us, or anti-Semites who hate the Jews. But, and the Ibn Ezra points out historically, living right next to them, we see from many places in Tanakh, there are also people out there who might not be Jewish, but who really appreciate the truth of Hashem, and who really appreciate the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, and would love to help in any way possible. And we can't just assume that, you know, because we came out of Mitzrayim, because we got the Torah, and they didn't to stereotype and put everyone and have an automatic negative view of everyone. We have to judge everyone for who they are. Some people are good, some people are bad, and we can only judge people based on their actions and not based on stereotyping them just based on what type based on their ethnicity and what nation they come from.